This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out. The number 75radio.org. We are red hot and rolling on the Liberty News Radio Network. Today is Saturday, October 21st, 2023. Well, how we doing, my friend? We were talking just as the music was starting. What's going on, sir?
Well, nothing's going on, man. Everything's cool. We're doing good. How are you guys?
I'm doing outstanding. Got a party here over at the Stanton House all by myself. But anyways, I digress. We want to say hello to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. As always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, remember Lieutenant Milton Resendez of the San Benito, Texas Police Department, end of watch October 17th, 2023. He was in the pursuit of two robbers. One of them was shooting at Lieutenant Resendez in his cruiser or RMP, and the rounds went through the door and struck Lieutenant Resendez. Both pieces of debris are in custody. Anyways, early this week, I want to start off talking about October 19th. October 19th at approximately 10:19 in the a.m., I was at a job fair at the Northern Virginia Community College Alexandria campus, attending a job fair. And the job fair just started, and it was crowded, people trying to look for work and this, that, and the third. All of a sudden, this girl comes in wearing a reflective vest like she's working a construction site or towing a car and said the building had to evacuate. I'm like, what kind of foolishness is this? So the building that went to the job fair and every other building on the Northern Virginia Community College campus was evacuated for Earthquake Day. Because somebody somewhere decided that on October 19th at 10:19 in the a.m., no matter which time zone, there would be an earthquake drill where the buildings would be evacuated, which is going to be the stupidest thing I ever heard in my entire life, because the Washington, D.C. area has not had an earthquake in approximately 12 years. The last earthquake was just a very, very light. You thought heavy equipment was rolling down your street, and that was it. And you have these visitors on this campus trying to conduct business, and now you got to send them outside for the silly drill. And if you do your research, it says, in case of earthquake, do not go outside. The worst thing you can do is go outside. So you had a couple thousand people on this campus standing outside waiting for the all clear, and they went inside. So, you know, I talked to Sam Bushman earlier this week, and it's just another way the government's scaring you to comply. So, you know, it's like being in Oklahoma or Montana conducting hurricane drills or some foolishness like that. Walt, any comment about the earthquake day on the 19th of October?
You know, it's not just that. It's they had what, cell phone day a few weeks ago. You know,
yep.
They said they were doing the American Broadcasting Emergency System, not some nonsense. Man, listen, that emergency broadcast system, you know, went out when Nixon was in office, because beyond that, people started having computers, and now everybody's got a computer in their hand, almost everybody. They don't have to do a security a check. All they got to do is send an announcement out, you know, like a child alert, you know, a missing child alert.
Amber alert.
Right. Yes, you just send it out to every cell phone. Say, you know, take cover, you know, the incoming. They don't need to check out who's on what website or what radio station is saying what about them. They don't need that. And the same thing with the earthquake nonsense. It's just a bunch of crap.
Right. That's why at the end of the show, I say do not comply. Anyways, moving right along, we got a whole bunch of stuff to get through. Here's the we told you so segment, and we talked about electric vehicles, electric buses, so on and so forth. But anyways, it's a good thing that the transit authority in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, kept their diesel-powered buses, because the company that makes the electric buses that Jackson Hole, Wyoming bought went out of business. So the transit authority in Jackson Hole cannot get any replacement parts for the buses. So they had to mothball the bus, which cost $1 million a piece, and go back to the diesel-powered buses. And we talked about this weeks ago when Uncle Sam was buying Tesla cars, that it's going to be a boondoggle. These companies, they're going to make the buses and go right out of business. And we were 100% correct, because everybody wants to do green energy, make a quick buck, and disappear. So, well, any comments on the "See, We Told You So" segment on electric buses?
Not really, but you know, even in the beginning, when this idiot said he wanted, you know, everybody to go green by 2035, and electric vehicles and eliminate fossil fuels, you know. Listen, you had to be a real moron to believe anything that guy said, anything that came out of his mouth, that we were going green and all that ridiculous nonsense. You know, way back, you know, even when Obama Mammy was in office, you know, he touched on the subject but didn't dig into it like this character does. It was a failure to begin with. It was a failure to open up your mouth about it. It's just a plain old failing business. You know, like you said, you know, we were supposed to be the electric car company of the world here in the United States. It was going to bring, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs. Well, unfortunately, the product was crap. You know, frozen to winter, you know, frozen in the northern regions of the world. You know, overheated in the southern regions of the world, couldn't get parts. You don't have mechanics around the world to fix these things. So it was, you know, Biden trying to be, you know, Henry Ford all over again. But, you know, Henry Ford started out with, you know, one. You know, he didn't say, I'm taking over the world.
Right. Anyways, Joe Biden wanted to become Henry Ford, but instead more like former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about a unlawful peaceful protest on Capitol Hill. Also, milestone for St. George of Fentanyl. And we endorse somebody for mayor and a whole bunch of other stuff. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop staying with Walter Yerke on 7-5 Radio. Anyways, also earlier this week at the Cannon Office Building on Capitol Hill, which I visited a couple times over the years, there was a demonstration in the lobby or the big rotunda where you see all the news people talking on the news channels. Anyways, a big protest, people calling for the ceasefire of Israel against Hamas. Hundreds of people, including a attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center, a very anti-American organization, and surprisingly, a number of self-hating Jewish people telling Israel to stop shooting Hamas. Anyways, you had these people sit in the lobby, and the Capitol Police does absolutely nothing. I'll talk about them in a second. But for over 2 years, we heard that January 6th was worse than 9/11. We have American citizens in jail doing hard time because the cell phones were pinged in that area on January 6th. People are in jail because they walked through the Capitol building with an unescorted, unapproved tour. You won't see any primetime congressional hearings. Citizens won't have the FBI hostage response team banging on the front door. And Joe Biden will not be blamed. But instead, you have Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib from Detroit outside the Capitol building crying, screaming, saying that, oh, women and kids are being killed, beheaded, and tortured, and raped, and this, that, and the other thing. Meanwhile, in her district, the auto workers are still on strike. Cars are not being made. Spare parts are not being made. The price of cars are going up. The price of parts are going up. And nobody can buy a car because they're not being made. So she's worried about a conflict on the other side of halfway across the world. Meanwhile, nobody in her district is working because of a union strike. But, you know, there's a couple of major reasons why this protest was allowed to occur. First of all, the U.S. obviously sticks its nose in everyone's business. And we now have two carrier groups off the coast of Israel. Now, a carrier group's not just one carrier. It's a carrier, aircraft carrier with a whole bunch of escort ships, destroyers, frigates, and so forth. So now we have two carrier groups sitting off the coast of Israel for a conflict that we have no business to being in. So, but you know who doesn't have carrier groups in that region? Canada and Mexico. Anyways, the second reason for this protest going on is the U.S. is letting in every third world piece of garbage that hate America and hates the West and hate everything that we stand for. They bring them in, they give them a free ride for everything, let them vote, and they just come in and hate America. Just look at, Ilhan Omar, old diaper head. All she does is complain about the U.S. policy and Israel's policy and so on and so forth. But, you know, there's people that do come from these places who do work very hard to become productive members of American society, and they love America. But for the most part, they just come in, expect a free ride, where, you know, when the first Stanton came here to the United States from Ireland, he got a draft notice. And guess what? He served his country that he just came to. So, anyways, if you watch the video, you see the U.S. Capitol Police just standing there doing nothing. They're just sitting there watching the group, and you would think that with the events that happened after January 6th, that they'd have a plan to get these people out. Why would you let these people sit in your building, protest, and raise a ruckus when we have enough problems on Capitol Hill? We still don't have a Speaker of the House, but that's a different story. So they let these people do their thing and whatnot. But my question is, did these people just bum rush the front gate? Were they all screened to come in the building? Because once you go to these buildings, it's like going through airport security. You do get screened for anything that you're not supposed to have. But we don't know. But, and again, nobody's saying anything. The media just ignored it. Except, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she had become the media. She posted it on YouTube, as well as another congresswoman from Florida. So we got people protesting inside congressional buildings again. So anyways, well, what say you about the unlicensed, unapproved protest in a Capitol building?
You know, when this January 6th thing happened, like you said, the left made such a big deal about it. And it was, you know, kind of a big deal. I mean, the world was watching, and the you know, the left wing just went literally ballistic over this whole thing. Accusations were made, false accusations were made. Like you said, they got names, and they pinged where their cell phones were, and you know. It gets out of hand, and before you know it, they're putting people in jail just to put people in jail because they think they have to put people in jail to make a statement to the rest of us. So we don't do the same or close to the same. It's turning into a police state. You don't want, you know, people don't want to go out because it's unsafe. They don't want to go driving because they get pulled over. When they get pulled over, you know, some of them get treated, you know, civilians get treated, you know, like garbage. This station you and I stand for, you know, 100%, but we don't like when, you know, our civil rights are toyed with, violated, and outright physically, emotionally taken away. The intimidation factor is just ridiculous. And then when you push back, you're the bad guy. You're the one that goes to jail. You're the one that gets a bad reputation. So, you know, what do? You people back up and they don't do anything. And then there's people, you know, like me, for instance. I'm not backing up from anything as long as I'm within my rights. But the left just don't seem to want it that way anymore. And if we continue with this character, in power in the White House, and I'm not saying it's him directly, but he doesn't know what the heck is going on with his party. Plain and simple. You know, he's like the father of the bride that's drunk in the corner and doesn't know what's going on with the wedding he's paying for. He's supposed to be supervising over. He's just an old man in a suit that they prop around. There's nothing about him that has any integrity whatsoever. And I know people could say the same about me, that I don't have integrity. Yeah, in some areas, I don't have integrity. But, you know, again, in some areas, people don't have integrity, you know, to begin with. So that's all that I got to say about that. The people that stormed the Capitol, so-called storm, was not a storm. You know, it was not a storm. And people shouldn't be in jail for 4 years or 5 years or whatever. And they shouldn't be chased down into South Carolina or Shreveport, Louisiana to be picked up to be brought back to Washington for charges. So anyway, that's
right.
That's how I feel about it.
Right. And here's another thing. You had Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, who's black Cuban American. He wasn't even in Washington, D.C. He was in Baltimore, Maryland, but he got charged and convicted of inciting a riot when he was in Baltimore. So that's the government work. You got going after people who weren't even there. Meanwhile, you have people sitting right in front of you in a federal building, let alone a building on Capitol Hill, and the cops are just sitting there. So I call Bravo Sierra on that. Somebody must have said, hey, let these people sit here, act a fool, get on TV and whatnot. But, you know, that's what we're living in. You had the Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police Department from Washington, D.C., the Transit Police, Virginia State Police, everybody and the brother running to a 1013 on Capitol Hill. And now you have people sitting in the Cannon office building doing nothing, and you have a couple dozen cops sitting around. I mean, do your job, officer. Anyways, we come back. We had the White House remembers a milestone from a person. And we'll just call him a person. He's not a hero. But anyways, well, what happened to American heroes? We'll talk about that when we get back. Stay tuned, everybody. Take it away, boys.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Prominent Detroit synagogue president Samantha Wall was found dead outside her home early Saturday morning with multiple stab wounds and a trail of blood leading to her home, which is where the crime likely happened, according to a Detroit police email. Police have not determined a motive for the deadly attack. The 40-year-old leader led the Isaac Agree downtown Detroit synagogue since 2022 and previously worked for Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin and the re-election campaign of Attorney General Dana Nessel, both Democrats. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has withdrawn his candidacy for Speaker of the House. This decision comes after a confidential GOP ballot earlier.
But I felt it was important that we all know, get an answer to the question if they wanted me to continue in that role. And so we put the question to them. They made a different decision.
With Jordan's withdrawal, the Republican conference is currently without a nominee over 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy's historic removal. Lawmakers are set to reconvene on Capitol Hill Monday in an effort to determine a new nominee for the leadership position. A comprehensive study spanning nearly two decades reveals a connection between adult ADHD and dementia. Researchers from Rutgers University found that adults with ADHD have a notably higher likelihood of developing dementia in later years. Approximately 3% of American adults grapple with ADHD. GEICO is cutting its total workforce by 6% as it lays off roughly 2,000 employees.
CEO Todd Combs wrote in a letter that decision was not taken lightly, and he hopes that move puts the company in a better position for long-term profitability and growth. The letter also said those employees working remote and hybrid roles will now be required to increase days in office. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right Now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop State with Walter Yerke on 7-5 Radio. Well, I've come to the conclusion, like, one of the reasons why society's just falling apart, people just acting like savages, is because we don't have any heroes anymore. I remember growing up, you look towards the cop, the fireman, the GI. People remember Alvin York, Audie Murphy, George Patton, Chester Nimitz, all these military heroes, and just people who really made a difference, made America, you know, what made America great. Henry Ford, Carnegie, Thomas Edison. I mean, really outstanding people. But what's so funny? Oh, I thought I missed a joke. Anyways, the White House actually came out with a statement for George Floyd's 50th birthday. I was like, what the hell? George Floyd, who would have been 50 this month if he didn't overdose on fentanyl, would be, well, alive if he didn't overdose on fentanyl and 50 years old committing crimes. Anyways, real quick, I want to read some of what the White House wrote, because, of course, it wasn't the POTUS. George Floyd should be alive. He should be celebrating his 50th birthday with his young daughter, Gianna, family, and friends. He deserved so much more. And then today we join his family to honor his life and legacy. I mean, just right then and there, it's just a bunch of crap. And you know, we'll go, we could do We Told You So segment again. We said when the initial incident occurred and America was burning down, we said the autopsy reports, toxicology reports, said he was dead of fentanyl. He died of a drug overdose, not because of Derek Chauvin put his knee on the small, on his back, on his shoulder blades. And nobody wanted to hear that. So, you know, the president is praising a junkie. And we wonder why America is just going to hell. And you know what? If George Floyd did not die of a overdose, he probably would have done minimal time and would have been out doing the same thing he's been doing all of his life. And, you know, as far as we know, George Floyd was an absentee father. He did not marry the mother of his daughter. And he's just a piece of garbage. If you look at other body cam footage of other police officers for other incidents, George Floyd did the same thing. He's screaming, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And he's screaming on top of his lungs, so he must have something going. But we all said that, we said this 3 years ago, and we're right again. So anyways, as the White House is praising George Floyd, you know, no praise for any law enforcement officer died in line of duty. No praise from the fallen Baltimore City firefighter this week who died in line of duty. Nothing for the GIs who died in Afghanistan other than Joe Biden looking at his watch so he can go home, watch Hazel, as Chris Plant likes to say. And, you know, we got nobody to look up to but junkies, degenerates, and whores. Walt, what say you?
Well, yeah, I could give a rat's ass about George Floyd or George Young, according to former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Because she didn't even know the guy's name, and she knelt down in prayer for him. She didn't even know the guy's real name. Anyway, You know, like you said, you got Biden praising a junkie. Well, you know, he's got to spread it. You know, he praises his son. You know, he's got pictures of him with a pipe in his mouth, you know, sucking on a glass tube. So, you know, it all goes around. This is the Biden circle of life. This is what he does. You expect the unexpected, and you just move on. You say, the guy's an idiot. Just move on. I mean, I'm pretty sure I read earlier, I heard earlier today that he also told the leader of Israel, not the leader of Israel, a doctor, an Israeli doctor, who he told that he understands what she feels about this little war that's going on, because his son Bo was killed in Iraq. So, you know, that I got to do some research on that. But this is what he's saying. You know, we know Bo died of cancer, you know, way back before the 16 election. So, you know, this guy Biden comes out with all kinds of ridiculous things to try and capture votes and stuff, you know. So, you know, right. He said it's almost true, right? So,
right.
His son died. His son Bo actually is, you know, Joe Jr. is you know, is Joseph Biden Jr. Died from cancer, probably while Joe was, you know, driving his truck, you know, his 18-wheeler through the ghettos.
going to the black mass. But, you know, it's like a person, they talk to somebody and find out, like, where they're from. And, like, oh, I'm from Baltimore. Oh, you're from Baltimore? Well, I used to hang out at Fells Point or whatever. But it's all lies and nobody calls it out except us and other so-called conservative media outlets. But anyways, moving right along, speaking of St. George fentanyl, Walter, as you know, you and I were both members of the finest police department in the history of mankind. Anyways, even before George Floyd, you had the dope from Park Slope, Bill de Blasio, ending stop and frisk and telling his biracial son to beware of police officers, even though the younger de Blasio had 24-hour police protection. So, anyways, George Floyd passed away, sent into the heaven, the right hand of God, and the cops are now the enemies. So, needless to say, with the George Floyd situation, defunding cops, taking money away from cops, the media going full throttle on throwing cops under the bus and making the cops the enemies, and the city council in the city of New York doing whatever they can to make cops' lives a living hell, more and more members of the service are leaving the NYPD. And Mayor Adams is like, we need to hire more cops. Well, duh. I mean, the problem is you don't back your cops. There's people that do want to do the job. I want to do it. You want to do it. Thousands of other people want to do the job, either for New York or some other agency. But now you treat them like garbage, and you make them enemies, and they leave. And on top of that, you have lousy pay, because even in the area, New York City is one of the lowest paid departments in the metropolitan New York City area. Cops over 15 years will leave New York City, go to Suffolk County, go to Nassau County, and start off as a rookie officer more than they made with the city. So, anyways, lousy pay, no support from the brass, constant criticism from the politicians and activists and MSNBC News and all the garbage media. And then you have district attorneys like Alvin Bragg's office either turning them loose or locking up cops. So, anyways, people that think about taking the job need to know that they will not be backed up. The bosses won't back them up because they're politicians. They want to make the next pay grade. There's no community support, no of course, no politicians. And meanwhile, as New York City burns, Mayor Adams is making the rounds in Mexico and Israel, as well as the Hamptons. So it's, you know, I feel sorry for New York's finest and all of America's finest, because the job is not what it was back in the day. And I can honestly say when I was on the job under Mayor Giuliani, I mean, that was the golden age of policing. Everybody was happy. Bosses were happy. They backed you up. You went out and put people in jail. And whether they got out or not, guess what? You know, depending on the crime, they had to either post bail or sit in Rikers Island. But now they get out before the paperwork is signed off on. Anyways, well, what say you about this amazing event that Mayor Adams had, this premonition that, like, oh, we need to hire more police officers because they're all leaving?
Police department, you know, up until the 60s was, you know, you went down for an application, they handed you a shield and a gun. Well, I guess we're going to do this after. We got a commercial.
Right. Okay, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
Okay, before our wonderful sponsors just came in and told us about the wonderful products and service, Walter is about to make a point to the members of the NYPD jumping off the SS Titanic, captain by one Eric Adams. Go ahead, Walt.
Yeah, you know, up until the 60s, you know, you walk into a, you know, you walk down to police headquarters, the old police headquarters in downtown, put in an application, you know, they pretty much gave you a shield and a gun and penal law and told you, you know, report to your command. Then there was a hiring freeze, and then in the 70s they started putting tests out because they wanted, you know, smarter people. And you needed college, you know, 2 years of college, and you had to live within the five boroughs, and you know, there was a lot, and then they weren't getting a lot of people taking the test, let alone the people that were already on the job were moving out to the suburbs, you know, New Jersey, Long Island, upstate New York. And when I say upstate New York, I mean north of the city. So they limited it. They restricted. They took the limits off. They dropped the college need. You needed a high school diploma. Eventually, they dropped the high school diploma, and you could get a GED to become a police officer. And then you didn't have to live in the five boroughs of New York City. And they had a lot of good police officers. What they turned around and did was, you know, just in the past couple of years, they just turned around, just screwed that up, with the BLM movement and just treating their own like they were trash, and they didn't do anything wrong. You know, they were just doing their job the way they were taught. Like you said, you know, that the Blasio guy, even at, you know, the funerals for fallen police officers, the officers, you know, standing in guard, standing in muster, would turn their backs on him when he was trying to address, you know, give a eulogy. And that was unprecedented, you know, that was something to watch. But the Blasio didn't think to, well, maybe I ought to change a little bit and get on my police department's side and show them that I care. Well, he cares. And he didn't. He went, and it was made public, like you just said a few moments ago, you know, the advice that he gave his kids. So that didn't give the ranks, you know, much to, you know, care about. And then the BLM came on, and, you know, cops just started retiring. Not only were they retiring, they were flat out looking for police jobs in other parts of the country. I watched an episode of, you know, so, you know, one of those Alaskan episodes with the state troopers of Alaska or something. There was two guys that were formerly from NYPD from the 75 precinct that they quit, and they went up and they got a job as troopers in Alaska. So they're not just quitting and, you know, taking plumbing jobs or working in the grocery store. They're going to other places, not just Nassau and Suffolk, because it's getting just as bad out there. But they are going for other places. Now he decides, the current mayor, who's a former New York City police captain, now he decides we don't have enough cops, we have to hire more cops. Well, you know, you hire from the applications you have and from the people that are on the list for the tests that they've taken. And if you don't give tests, you don't have a list. The tests were pushed in the 70s and 80s because a lot of the cops from the 40s, 50s, and 60s were coming up on their time and they were going to retire. Now cops are quitting faster than cops are retiring, and they don't have the pool of possible personnel to put on. So what's going to happen is they're going to lower standards. Okay. They're going to curve tests. They're going to rush them through the police academy and make it easy to pass these three trimesters that they take in 6 months. And it's going to be even worse because you're going to have more people in uniform that don't know what they're doing. And that's going to hurt not only the people, the civilians that they're supposed to, that they're sworn to protect, but also the cops that are trying to stick it out and get that 20-year pension. And who else is going to suffer? Property values are going to suffer. The streets are going to suffer. Hospitals are going to suffer because they're going to have an influx of injuries from burglaries and robberies and rapes and murders and stuff. So it's just turning into, the escape from New York thing. They're going to have to put a fence around that damn island and throw all the garbage inside that fence and just let them fend for themselves.
Yep, you're absolutely right. The test comes out. The city has to fire hire or find people that even is here in the DC area. Every police agency around is looking for Supreme Court, MPD, Transit, Fairfax County. They got uniform Secret Service. They got back of the car saying, "This police department hiring or hire like FXPD or whatever it is." But they're desperate because nobody wants to take the job. Why? You know, it's just it's like joining a gang. You either end up in jail, end up dead, or end up a cripple. But they don't want to do. They don't want to go through that because it's not. It's once again, we don't have any heroes. People looking up George Floyd, not to try to think, not to Wyatt Earp or Elliot Ness. So that's where we're headed. But anyways, moving right along. Want to get to this horrible airline tragedy. Flight in Spain was flying to London, or supposed to fly to London, and the airline is called EasyJet, which is a real bottom of the barrel piece of you know what airline. So they had too many people on the flight. They had to throw them off. They had too much luggage, put luggage on other flights, and then as they're about to take off, somebody decided to defecate on the bathroom floor. For whatever reason, they could not make it to the toilet, so they left it on the floor. So the pilot had enough and said, "All right, the flight's postponed. We're offloading the plane. We'll get you some hotels, and we'll take off in the morning." But here's the thing. They didn't have it for the on plane, so it was a real stinky situation. You had, you know, somebody whatever or wanted to take their frustration out on EasyJet, so they dropped the deuce on the plane. So, but if I was a pilot, I'd say, you know what, turd or no turd, we're going home. So, anyways, so that happened. But once again, folks, this is the reason why I don't fly, because you have people dropping deuces on bathroom floors of planes that are overbooked, and sending lust to nation before on another plane. The likelihood of your luggage goes up and up and up. Well, anything else before we close it out? Crappy flight.
Yeah, not really. I think you got something to announce for next week.
Yep. Folks, we got a couple minutes left, but next week is going to be a big, big, big Saturday. James Edwards is celebrating 19 years of the political cesspool. I'm going to help out with a little retrospect in the second hour from 8:45 to 9 East. That'd be 7:45 to 8 Walter's time. So anyways, I'll be on there, and I'll be back at 2455 Alabama Avenue Southeast in the District of Columbia as I'm attending a Halloween party. Yep. Scoop stand back. For whatever reason, they invite me back. So I'll be really, really happy, because if you saw the pictures from our July 1st show, you know, obviously I was having a good time, and obviously I looked absolutely psychotic, but it was, to be honest, it was the best show ever, because we did a 4-hour show in 50 minutes. We had Mike Rick Brandt on, talk about the sub that went down in the North Atlantic next to the Titanic. He did R&P Confessions. We brought Charlie LaDuff on, talk about Walter's appearance on the No BS News. There were some insults made towards yours truly, because you're all jealous of my clothing attire, the same clothes I wore when I did go to the police academy back in 1997. And we had a lot of love. And also, 75 Radio is getting bigger. No, it's not my weight. I'm not getting, you know, I'm trying to keep my ghost, but we're getting bigger. I just couldn't care less, but we got some big news. Also, check out the website, 75radio.org. Easy on the eyes, because for the past 5.5 years, we've been putting out bad news. Since 21, we've been putting out nothing but god awful news. So, anyways, Daniela Rodriguez said, go ahead, put some my photos on. To her credit, she puts up with me, just as Walter, Mike, Heather McBride, who I got doing a special project with for me. Hopefully she pulls through, and Ms. Rodriguez. But it's going to be I can't wait till next Saturday. And we're at the end of this week's show. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton. You can make a difference. Go out and make it, and do not comply. See you next time.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.